Well, MTN has decided to exit the Middle East as it plans to focus on its Pan-African strategy. The mobile giant released its interim results today. Service revenue growth is at 9.4%, while the local market saw declines in that area. Headline earnings per share in the meantime jumped by over 120%. No interim dividend has been declared, but the group has invested 10 billion rand in capital expenditure across all markets. Company CEO Rob Shooter joins us now. Thanks so much, Rob, for your time this evening, and we'll be getting into your numbers in just a bit, but we've just had a conversation with SAB about investments into South Africa. MTN investing 10 billion in capex across all markets over the past 6 months, as I just said. How much of that investment is being pumped into South Africa, and what's spend looking like moving forward?
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show. We invested just short of 3 billion rand into the South African network in the first 6 months. And we predict, to spend around 5.5 for the full year. So that's still, a very significant program. We're very keen, really, to get the spectrum allocation finalized because, that really impacts how we direct the investment going forward. And I think once we've got more clarity on that, we would see even an acceleration of investment going forward.
Yeah, we've just spoken to an industry that doesn't seem to be making any headway with government as far as, talks are concerned. How much headway is the telcos industry making on that front? And, bearing in mind, of course, as you say, that it shifts South Africa's investment proposition quite significantly.
I think we're fortunate to be regarded as an essential service. Some may believe beer would be the same, but that's obviously a point of debate. So we've received a lot of cooperation from government over the COVID period. We had temporary spectrum allocated to the industry, a couple months back. Our personnel have been, free to move to maintain the network. The network is so critical, particularly in the COVID period, where people are working from home, studying from home. So, really very appreciative of the efforts of, the minister, the regulator, ICASA. I think it's really just now to move speedily forward with the spectrum allocation, and then we'll all have clarity on, where we're going in the future.
Yeah. Rob, before I let go of this topic specifically, how much of a case of the least of the ugly sisters are we looking at here, where the Middle East, of course, has proven to be increasingly problematic, and you, in fact, exiting the Middle East over the medium term?
I think the challenge with the Middle East is, we've had very, very successful operations there. They've grown well. I think our teams have managed them very well in extremely difficult conditions. But the combination of the macroeconomic pressure and the currency devaluation has meant that the contribution of them back into the group results has dropped all the way down now to circa 3% of our EBITDA and earnings, and that's a collection of, four markets. So, I think that coupled with, the complexities of that region and, and our desire to focus increasingly in the future on our Pan-African strategy, closer to home, build out our digital operator strategy, we just felt in the long term it was better to be very, very focused on the African side.
Yeah. You talk about some of the risks that have come with the Middle Eastern operations. Is there an element of compliance risk that's coming back to bite?
No, I mean, they're complex markets, as all our markets are. And, I think what MTN needs to build and has built is the ability to operate well in complex environments. I think it's much more to do with the currency weakness and the macro pressures that have made them now, such a small part of the group's overall story.
Yeah. What has the current climate done for valuations of telcos players? Because you say that you're in advanced talks with your sale of your stake in MTN Syria. What muscle are you sitting at that negotiating table with?
Yeah, I think we've got a decent business. I mean, the sector has come under a lot of valuation pressure the last couple of years. There's no doubt about that. I mean, MTN in particular, but many other telcos as well. So it's, it's not an ideal time. But of course, when you translate proceeds back into South African rand, they would also, quite frankly, be modest. And, I've always felt that the most important thing is, focus and strategic clarity. That's why we moved out of Cyprus a couple of years ago. We've declared our e-commerce and tower company investment assets as non-core, not long-term strategic. you know, we're going to focus now on Africa. And, you know, as we get through that in the next year or two, you'll have a simplified, focused, you know, very clear group strategy. And I think that's, you know, much more likely to unlock significant value than, you know, holding on to some of these really small assets and hoping for better times.
Amongst those assets that are being, put on the chopping block, Jumia potentially, the online retailer in Africa, you're holding on to CellC though. Does that still make sense? Because that exposure together with the discontinuation agreement with Telkom seeing revenue service in South Africa actually decline 2.5%. Do you win either way as far as CellC is concerned, that, you get paid if it works out and you potentially recoup losses through subscriber or customer payouts if it doesn't?
I mean, I think this is really the wholesale part of the business. And essentially what happens here is we've got excess capacity in the network, particularly in the kind of, you know, peri-urban and rural areas. We've sold that capacity over the years. Telkom was a customer for many, many years. They moved on to another network. We onboarded CellC as a wholesale national roaming customer. It's been an up and down ride, no doubt, and we moved our accounting onto a cash basis. But even still, in the first 6 months of this year, we recorded around 800 million of cash revenue from CellC. We were just short of, 1.5 billion Rand in the previous year. So much as it's been, a bumpy ride and they've had their own challenges, it's still a significant contributor to value. Mm-hmm. We're selling excess capacity. And, ideally for us is that CellC moves forward with their recapitalization, they stabilize themselves financially, we can move back onto accrual accounting, and, I think their economics will be improved, our economics will be improved, and certainly, from the MTN perspective, we'd rather have a vibrant industry, and we really would welcome, CellC stabilizing and flourishing in the future.
Rob, before I let you go, how risky is that debt nevertheless on the balance sheet, by not recognizing the revenue in the interim?
Well, what it means is that whatever we've recognized in our PL and P&L and our balance sheet has been received in cash. So all that happens now is we have, another balance building up on the side. And as and when it's paid, we'll report it as revenue. And that's certainly in our expectation going forward. And if things don't work out, at least it was never put through our P&L.
Yeah. Rob, of course, we say goodbye to you at the helm next year. Is that more a career decision or more to do with geographic positioning?
No, I was brought in on a 4-year contract, and, that's what we've all decided to stick with. And, we tried to make sure that there was plenty of time for an orderly succession and handover, which, generally in South Africa is not often, done well. And certainly my team and I have had our heads down the last 6 months. And once I get through my time at MTN, certainly, I'm going to be heart sore to leave. But I'm also looking forward to, new challenges with BT in the UK next year.
Let's leave it there, Rob. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Rob Schutte is, of course, outgoing CEO of MTN.